Season two. Oh, that's my phone. Jeez, you can hear that.
I thought that was a song.
No.
Hello. We're back. Ian.
Hey.
We're back. All right, people. I'm going to put my headphones on so I can hear myself. Welcome to season two of Fridays with Ian. Ian, how does it feel?
Oh, you know, it feels great to be back. I'm loving it. I feel the hype on this campus this past, well, I've been here 2 weeks.
Me too, man. We're missing our background music. I'm going to pull that up. And for all of you wondering out there, don't fear, Jim Schultz is back with us as well.
I am here.
And if you're wondering what that crinkling is, Avan Patel is opening his sandwich.
Yeah.
Ian, you gotta welcome our guests back. You got any words of wisdom for the first episode of season two?
Well, Jim knows how this machine operates.
I do.
Now, Avan was on a few times last semester,
a regular guest,
so he knows how it operates too. But welcome. I'm glad you guys can join us. I cannot pay you, but...
Nor can I.
And welcome back.
Avan's very popular. What's at the phone?
My mother.
Oh. Wait, I gotta bring the background music.
That's a little intense.
Oh yeah,
it's a good song.
It's from the YouTube audio.
Hey, whatever works.
All right, Ian. So naturally, we gotta start off strong. How was your summer?
It went too quick. But I was pretty busy. I did work at two jobs. At the same facility, which, tell me how many people can pull that off. So I was a day camp counselor, and then I was an intern with the youth sports program at the Sampson Family YMCA where I live. So, you know, it was fun. There were some long days, but, you know.
Power through.
Yeah, you gotta grind through them, and here I am.
Hey, Jim, baby, how was your summer?
It was too short.
Yeah.
Like always, but it was good. It was good. I'm still watching Distance Deep in Park, so that was always a fun, adventurous time. But you know, I'm glad to be back.
That's good, Avan. Yes, mid bite. How was your summer?
It was pretty good. Went to Deep Creek. What Deep Creek? I believe. Like mid summer.
Okay.
For a day or two.
For a day.
I think it was 2 days, yeah. I don't remember too much from it.
Oh.
How's
that?
It was pretty cool. I went fishing.
Just ignores my question.
Oh, wait. I did?
I said, why don't you remember most of it?
Oh, because I have bad memories.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah.
Worked at my dad's shop for 4 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And went to Canada for a wedding.
Oh, nice.
And went to a cruise 2 weeks ago now.
All right.
That's pretty.
Yeah, packed summer.
Yeah, that's fun summer.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Morgan?
Well, started off by going to Ireland, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, she has his beat there.
Ireland was fascinating. I worked at the same Moon TV station I've been working at since October. And then after Ireland, I had like 2 weeks I was back, and then I went to New Hampshire.
Yeah!
Yeah, and while I was in New Hampshire, we went to like Boston, Maine.
Nice.
I think that was it, and New Hampshire. And then came back and was here. My brother's getting married in September, so we did the bridal shower. My other brother just graduated from Pitt, so we had a graduation party for him.
Oh, nice.
Pretty busy overall. And then at the... At the end of July, I picked up a second job, and now I work for the football team, so I moved back in July.
Wow. That's early.
All right, so Ian, how are your classes going? We just finished week one,
some
of our classes today.
Dude, guys, if anybody out there is looking for a one-credit class, I recommend the pickleball. Man, it is a great class. You learn how to play a great game. Just relish the game, guys.
Just relish
the game.
I'm so sad. I was supposed to take it with Ian and our friend Greg, and then I had to drop it because it was interfering with football practice.
But then I signed up for Pickleball 2, the second half, because it's an 8-week class. The second half,
man.
Same time, same day. Don't have to pay. I'm only taking 16 credits, so I add one more. That's 17, and you pay, I think it's 19 you get with the flat rate. So might as well. And then that opened that allows me to only take four classes next semester instead of five, which is the first time in my college career I'll only take 12 credits.
Damn.
It's crazy. Nice. It's nice, though.
I also have to take 12 credits. I remember I had to do that first semester last year, too, but one of those classes was Java. So thank God I only took 12 credits.
You use PEMDAS in that class, right?
If you don't use PEMDAS at all in that class, it's coding. Man. It's not...
PEMDAS will help you with anything.
Sure. All right. So, Jim, what's your schedule looking like?
It's nice. I'm only here Mondays and Tuesdays.
Dang.
Me and Jim have a class.
Yeah, we have a class together. It's
actually
audio radio.
Just
class.
A little tease. This show may be getting a commercial or maybe one of our projects in that class. To be determined for sure. But that is one thought we had. We won't have the class for 2 weeks. We won't have it Monday. So, so just a little hype. So maybe towards the middle of the semester, end of the semester, this show may have its own promotional commercial.
Out for
That'll
it.
Be fun.
Get
That'll
get
be fun.
Get the sponsorships. Get the brand deal. Get it all. Avis,
yes.
Schedule.
My schedule is pretty good. Got two class Monday, Wednesday, three class Tuesday and Thursday, and one class Friday.
No, that's not bad.
No, not bad. I like all my classes so far. Teachers seem chill.
That's good.
Easy subject. And plus, I'm taking 18 credit. I'm taking one online class, like mobile security policy. It doesn't start until mid-October.
No idea what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Not at all. Either,
but it seems cool.
Alright, I get to start my Monday mornings off with Jim Schultz.
I know, yeah.
What a week.
And color and lighting, I know. Great way to start my week.
It's a good class.
It's okay. We've had one.
Let's not judge it too hard yet.
And then I move into, on Tuesdays, I get up at 8 a.m. for economics.
Oh.
It's awful. It's not great at all. And then after that, we go into screenwriting, which is okay. But then
Who do you have for that?
Leslie.
Oh.
Not Melissa Martin, I know. She's still teaching it, but there's two sections of it now, I think, because so many people were trying to do that in storyboarding.
Oh, okay.
So I love
That's a shame.
Yeah, and then I have marketing, which is... Our professor is a fascinating man. Alan Smith. Alan, if you're listening, you're great, but man, the stories you tell. I don't understand what they're supposed to be about. And then on Wednesdays, I go into... I don't have any classes on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah,
so I
just work all day.
That's pretty cool.
And then on Thursdays, I have to wear my glasses today, my eyes hurt. And then on Thursdays, I have economics again. The song's called Spider Juice. And then I go to marketing. But I have football practice Monday through Thursday. But I think we're done with Mondays now. I think now it's just Tuesday through Thursday. And then I work on Fridays, Mondays, and Thursdays at the station. And then I have noon football, high school football on Fridays, and Army football on Saturdays.
Got a busy semester.
Make a lot of money.
That is true.
Hey, so let's talk about what's happening next weekend.
Oh, Ian, you tell them what's happening next weekend. Me and Ian are going on a trip, baby. Let's roll.
So it was the end of July, October 1st actually. Oh, August 1st. Well, RMU TV and RMU Live Sports. We're nominated for 4 Mid-Atlantic Emmy Awards. So we will be going to
Emmy Awards
Hershey next weekend. I'm going to get chocolate wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going, you guys are coming Saturday. I'm going Friday. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, something with my family. I'll be there Friday somehow.
Yeah, we were nominated for a documentary that was made with a bunch of RMU students, produced by one student that's graduated. And two of our sporting events, one hockey, one basketball, and then our 4.5 hours of live election night coverage. But do you think we'll win?
Well, we're going up election night, we're going up against puppies,
that's
and that
rough.
Always has a...
The video starts out with the girl holding a puppy, so like...
And then...
Well, definitely
the
Heinz, a sport.
The Heinz Field one that Alec made, and everybody... it's going up against, I think it's Penn State in Greece. They filmed in Greece.
That's right,
so they just have the emotion. So the puppies have the emotional feel, and Greece
that's
just
news.
Has like the scenery type deal
I
going
definitely
on
think
for them. And
we'll win a sport one though, because we have two up against one from Shippensburg, and it's not that great.
We're going up against each other.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's,
like,
our,
which
it's our
one
basketball.
Of us is gonna win?
It's one of our basketballs versus Bryant, and then it's our
hockey
playoff game versus Holy Cross.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, that'll be... Oh, the song ended. We need... Ooh,
and Shippensburg. So I think we'll bring one in.
Yeah. We're definitely coming home not empty-handed.
Hopefully with, I think, one.
Yeah.
My prediction's one. Most likely probably two.
Yeah. Ian's parents are going. My parents are going.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get lit.
It's gonna be a fun time.
Fun time. All right, so, Haven, what are your goals for this year? Actually, should we play some music and then come back and answer?
Yeah.
All right.
Anticipation for our goals.
All right, I gotta pause the YouTube audio library, and I'm gonna mute us, and after I get this video to play. Here we go. Hang on. Enough, I too called it a day. From an ex who showed up falling to a grand piano falling on the edge of the parkway. Got no good advice, hotline called it twice. Said I went through the wall. Do you have a quote to lend me or a friend to send me? But I got no help at all. So I loosened my lips.
Southside, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in. No hurry, I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Back. So, found out Jim has some phone problems while we were on this break.
Oh, yeah.
He messed up.
I messed up. So, I don't know if everyone got the updated Snapchat, but for online. I like the song. This is a good song. So, on mine, every time I play a Snapchat, even though my sound is off, it plays the sound. That's very annoying. So, just wanted to make everyone aware that that might happen.
Or it could be because you threw your phone at a wall.
Well, that also. I'm coming to the conclusion that might be it.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, that's not healthy. Wall.
It's not healthy, no. Walls and phones don't go together.
Do you have a case?
I do, and it broke the case, so.
Note to self, don't throw a phone against a wall.
Yeah, I was watching King Kong, you know. It just.
So you got the phone.
I just got so hyped about it, you know.
I love this movie.
So, you know.
All right, Ian. Why don't you tell us about your experiences this summer as a camp counselor? At the YMCA.
Oh. It was fun. I mean, yeah. I mean, just my days consisted of, like, kids. Because I went from day camp to youth sports. But it was fun, though. I like working with kids. I think it's fun. They keep me on my toes. I learn from them some stuff.
Learned from them.
But, yeah, I mean, it was my eighth year being a day camp counselor, so... I like it. I don't know what next year will hold, but,
I came to the conclusion that Ian is going to make the world, when he's, like, in his 40s, the world's best Little League coach.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
take
yeah.
it
yeah.
so seriously. Like, a Little League World Series or nothing.
Not right, yeah,
I'm taking
totally.
My kiss to you.
I coached, one of the main sports I got into was T-ball consistently. I like T-ball. T-ball's a good, sport. The kids, you know, I mean, they're good, and then they spot a puddle, and then it's all over. But
and they spot a puddle, and everything hits the fan.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I like T-ball. Well, I like baseball.
Do they call you Coach Ian? Or
yes, they call me Coach Ian.
Not Coach Kissed.
Coach Kissed.
So yeah.
Speaking of baseball, McCutchen was doing very well, and now he's letting me down again.
Aww. I feel like that's just the, like.
Just I'm just saying, I was feeling the high,
like
and now I'm sad.
279 right now. Well, he's not terrible. Yeah. Well, the whole team's messed up. You know, let's just get rid of our best reliever for no apparent reason. They give him to a better situation, and where does he go and sign? Philly.
Well,
they're 10 times worse than us. But, like...
They took him.
But I don't know. This whole, like... I've never been this disappointed in any... organization, but nothing's
he's a nut.
You just got to stop going to the games and stop buying tickets.
Well,
and
that's
then
not
he'll
gonna
change.
Work. I just bought tickets for the 26th. That's not gonna work.
Well, well Jim, you might gonna have to sell them.
I'm going on Monday, so
I don't know if I'm gonna go to any more.
Really?
I've been to about maybe 5.
Only been like I would say 2 in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. And both on the school trip. So.
school trip here?
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Or, like high school?
No, I was in elementary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
We took a field trip to the PNC Bank. That's the park?
PNC Park.
PNC Park.
PNC Bank Park.
Yeah.
So. Much like our calf.
I'm still confused how to play baseball, to be honest.
All right, here, ready? We're gonna spend this block explaining baseball to Avon. What are your questions?
All right, so there's four bases, right?
Four bases.
Three bases and home. Three bases and a home plate.
Okay.
You gotta go to home to get the point.
Right. That makes sense.
It's a run.
So you don't.
No, you just gotta go home to get the point.
Do you carry the bat or no?
No.
No, you drop it.
Follow through, drop the bat, run. If you hit the ball.
If you hit the ball.
So there's three strikes.
Right.
And there's three outs, but there's four balls. So basically, if I threw you a ball and it was down and it like down your sight, like it was good hit, and you swing and you miss, that's strike one. If you swing and miss, regardless of whether it was a good throw or not, it's still a strike.
Okay.
But if I throw it, it's like way over your head, it's awful, and you don't swing, that's a ball. All
right.
If you get four balls, you get to walk to first. Okay. You get an automatic walk.
Well, it's a jog, but
whatever.
I never understood that.
And then if you get three strikes, that counts as an out. Or say if you hit it. Hang on. This song's called Rubbernecking. If you hit it and you're running to first, and I pick up the ball, I throw it to the guy at first, and he tags you out, that's another out.
Or he steps on the bag.
Or he steps on the bag. Or if you hit the ball in the air and I catch it in the air, that's an out, and you're out.
And there's three outs, right?
Three outs, and then they switch, because there's a top and bottom every inning.
And how many innings do you guys have?
Nine.
Right?
You can go into overtime, though, if it's tied.
That sounds overtime. All right.
Extra innings, sorry.
Can you hit behind? Oh, no.
Can you get behind?
Yeah, can you hit the ball behind you? No.
That's a foul ball.
Oh, that's a foul ball.
Your first two fouls count as strikes, but your third foul won't count as a three strike, you're out.
Oh, okay. All right. So, how far is it from the base to the home run area? Do you know?
Which base?
Home plate?
Home plate.
From, like, third base?
No.
Or home plate to the home run outfield fence. It varies in every ballpark. Each center field is usually your deepest part. You're usually ranging around 300. Down the lines, you're about 380 to 390. Or 400, in the outfield. So, yeah, every ballpark. Some ballpark, like Petco Park in San Diego, is a wide open field. It's larger. PNC Park's pretty smaller field. But then you have, like, Fenway, where the corners are... you have the giant wall, the green monster. You got to get some height on that. But then the right field, it's short.
Oh, okay.
And also, that's same with Dodger Stadium in L.A. So it's a different ballpark. Pirates have consistent center field. Center field and left field are pretty decent, but then they have the Clemente wall in the right field. That's a little bit of a challenge, too, for the hitters and for the fielders. Every ballpark has their different dimensions and their different features.
They're all in the same range.
Yeah, there has to be
you
a...
You can't be like... Yeah. So much more or less than the other parks.
Yeah, the MLB, Major League Baseball has the regulations, but any ballpark can build whatever kind of stadium they want.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was such a change because we went to Fenway over the summer, and like, Pirate games, the stadium's never going to be full. But like, in Fenway, there was not an open seat as far as the eye could see. I like the view personally at PNC better, because I love the Pittsburgh skyline, but man, there was not one empty seat in Fenway.
Yeah.
I was very claustrophobic because we were also right in the middle, and I was like, dang, I cannot pee during this game. I cannot get up and pee.
Because in cricket, basically, you got like a whole circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's three out, there's 10 out.
There's 10 outs in cricket?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But you get like, I guess, one inning. It depends what type you're playing. There's different type you're playing. Field is almost all the same. They're all the same, yeah. And yeah, you can hit anywhere you want. There's like a little wicket. Your goal is to hit that. If you hit that, that's one out.
Okay.
Catches another out. If the ball hit the batter's leg before it hit the bat, it depends where it hit. That could be an out because
played by whoever gets the most points first, like X amount of points first wins, or is it by like a time?
It depends what type you're playing. Like,
oh, okay.
So like this literally. Type that you have to get 10 outs automatically. That's called a test day or test match.
Okay.
That usually lasts for 5 days. If you want a shorter game, there's like a T20 that's usually nice and sweet, like an afternoon game.
Okay.
So like that's so 20 overs. Yeah. It's all different types.
Huh. I think we should play cricket.
I'm down.
I think we should try it.
Me and Jim are gonna join the curling club.
I was serious about it.
I'm so serious about it. I will join the curling club.
Figure out information.
Can I be partners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, that's the only way. Join the curling club. Dude, it's down at the islands.
I never played curling.
Neither have I.
Yeah, it's like a Pittsburgh curling club, and like you can go and like you do tournaments with other cities, I guess.
All right, I'm in. I guess.
Ian, you in? Curling.
Yeah.
Curling. All right, we should get shirts.
The Ian curling.
You and Greg gotta get matching shirts for pickleball.
Yeah.
You guys should enter tournaments.
You should.
Dude, we played games till 3. You play games till 11 regulation, but because we only had 2 courts and like 20 people in the class. And we were 3-0, and we were the kings of the court, so not a big deal! All
right.
Anybody got any exciting Labor Day weekend plans?
No, but...
Pirate game.
I have no plans for Labor Day, and that's fine.
Oh, RU football, baby, kicks off tomorrow!
It's supposed to rain.
Let's go! Is this the appropriate time to tell you that I'll be in the press box?
Yeah, I know. I'll be outside, and I have no choice. Like, the camera has a rain jacket, and I don't.
Well, why don't you put on a rain jacket?
I don't know. I think I left it at home. I can't find it.
To get it from the dollar store, just...
I could.
Go to Walmart.
They
have clothes there.
I'm salty about it, though. I just don't want to go.
Did anyone watch the Steeler game last night?
Yes.
I watched the game. Josh Dobbs is a future, baby!
Josh with Dobbs, I'm telling you. Yeah. Everyone made fun of me for supporting this guy just because he went to Tennessee, and they were like, oh, he's not that good. He's very good.
Well,
he's very
here's
good.
The thing, though. He's not very good.
Okay.
He's not going to he's going to quit eventually because he was a rocket scientist. He's just doing this because he has football ability. He's gonna be a rocket scientist.
Doesn't mean he's not good.
Doesn't mean he's not good.
No, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying he's not gonna play real long because he has a.
I don't care.
This isn't his career.
As long as he's there for 7 years after Ben retires.
That's all I care about.
It's Landry Jones' job though.
No, it's not.
It is his job though.
That guy needs to leave. No offense to Landry, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure him and his wife are nice people.
He's got to go.
But he's got to go.
Who knows if he's married? How do you know he's married?
Because he bought a house.
Tried to marry him and it was too late. No kidding.
up from
anybody can buy a house.
It was him and his wife who bought the house. So, you know. But I'm just saying, this Joshua Dobbs guy, he's very good. And they questioned
but
his ability
only the,
in the
this
NFL.
This is only the... the first solid game he's had this, so we'll see what he does.
I understand that, but
he doesn't have another chance, so...
He can only get better with time.
Unless he gets hurt. Unless Ben gets hurt.
Well, that's probably a given. I mean...
Yeah. He's totally gonna get hurt.
Yeah. At least for
one
year.
There's no doubt that he's going to get hurt.
Oh, I thought this was the Seinfeld song at first. And I got real excited.
Alright, Avon, any Labor Day weekend plans?
I'm going home for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see Joe Hale's band.
Oh yeah!
I'm so excited. Let's go.
Yo, you gotta buy me a CD.
What?
You gotta buy me a CD.
Oh, I'll buy you a CD. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Where's he playing?
Hop Farms.
Where's that?
It's. Yeah, me, Sam, Nate, Brandon, Hillman. It's a brewery. Butler Street.
Where?
Butler Street.
Butler Street, okay.
How far is that from here?
It's not that far.
That's not that far.
Let me look. Directions. Let's see. Yeah, anybody that's listening, go to Hop Farms Brewery Saturday at 6:30.
It's after
go
the game.
Go support the man.
What's the band's name?
30 year. Hang on. I can find that too. Let me see how far this is. Oh, it's like 10 minutes from here. Oh wait, that's my bus. No. I don't want to know by bus. I want to know by car.
Yeah, my Google Maps has all of a sudden just told me to walk places. Now I'm like, I don't want to walk. I want to drive.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Oh,
5
really?
Minutes away.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me see what the band's called.
What is this song called? Because I might have to get this because this is amazing.
It's on the YouTube audio library. It's called Smoke.
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 All right.
Huh.
Joe Hale. 30 years later.
30
years later. Nice.
Title.
It's a good name. It's a good name.
Alright, I think we need another music break. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody pick a song. We should play Taylor Swift's new song.
No.
I'm kidding.
Abort.
I'm kidding. We need a song, though. Oh, have any of you guys ever heard the T-Pain mashup yet? The acoustic T-Pain mashup?
No. No.
Acoustic. Very good. Acoustic, Avon's in.
I'm in.
Girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Can't bring music, nappy boy. I know the club. Close at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Oh, she bobbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that bowling. Yeah, she tripping, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. I gotta tell her how I feel. I gotta let her hear the best love song she's ever heard in her life. Oh, and now we got the whole stadium in love, like, yeah. Oh, no, now we got the whole. Drinks and drink, we drunk 'em, and now I think she thinks I'm cool. I like the bartender. Oh, I'm at the bar with her. Now we got the whole stadium in love, like, yeah. Oh no, now we got the whole.
Gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had. Like to say to you, but I don't know how. I'm living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Alright, it's time for that that special little moment on Fridays with Ian.
Yeet yeet!
Where we reread the dining menu for no apparent reason. Side note, this song is called Cop a Feel. It's a mix of R&B, soul, and funky in the YouTube audio description.
Funky!
I want to do the cafe because I've mastered the, that one station.
You do the cafe. All right. Jim will do Wheatley, even do Romo's, and I'll explain your town.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so the PNC Choreo Cafe, spoon and fork lunch, rigatoni bolognese, gyros, and vegetable fajitas. The crab pleaser is blue waters.
What does that mean?
Probably crab. Like seafood.
Alright.
Oh,
man. I hope.
Soups of the day, pork and beans with rice and potato chowder, firehouse grilled chicken parmesan sandwich, wraps made to order. That's a new one. The Bravissimo! Sunday bar. And the Rustica specialty pizza is spicy shrimp. Oh, that sounds actually kind of like interesting.
Hey, Jim, what's in Wheatley?
Alright, so Wheatley Cafe opened from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch special is pierogies with onions. Soup of the day is tomato, chili, and chicken noodle. That sounds good.
Chicken noodle is always good.
Sandwich specials, grilled cheese, Italian melt, and zucchini pesto melt. Interesting.
Alright.
For Romo's Cal, lunch special, you got yourself some fried shrimp po' boy.
Po' boy's back!
Po' boy's back with the sandwich combo. There's a sandwich combo with this. soup of the day is
mulligatawny.
Mulligatawny.
What is that?
It's like a spicy... It's like minestrone, kind of.
You're pretty good with your soups, you know that.
Yeah, I frequent the soup. I frequent the soup in
Romo's.
6, 7.
Bless you!
Thank you.
Continue.
And dinner special starting at 5 p.m. You got yourself some cheese tortellini.
Yeah. Alright, so Yorktown
Cafe Italian words.
Is not currently open. It will reopen tentatively at 5 p.m. today. Basically there were some water issues.
Yeah, pipe broke.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So there's none of that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Alright, so we've officially finished our first episode of Fridays with Ian.
Season 2.
Only a 40-some minute show because Ian's got class.
Ian's got to go to class and get smart. But thank you all for tuning in. Oh.
Wow.
It's one way to
go on the
phone. This is a good way to go out. Alright, so thank you for tuning in to Fridays with Ian on Army Radio. Does anybody have any final words?
Ian?
Make today a beautiful day.
Make today a beautiful day. Jim?
That's a good one. Have a good weekend, everyone. Be safe out there.
Amen. Yeah, enjoy your holiday.
Anybody that's going out for a far drive, please be safe. Hopefully everybody come back on Monday safe and sound.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Alright, we will see you all next Friday. Thank you for tuning in to RIB Radio, your campus, your voice. This was Fridays with Ian. We'll be back, baby. Don't you worry.
Yeet yeet.